driving through the farmland and the cornfields, and you just hit this sprawling metropolis of a college town. And it was exactly like the town I'd seen in the movies growing up and what I'd always envisioned college to be like.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Beyond High Street. This is David Schwab. Hope everyone's having a great day. Today's guest is Kate Pratt. Kate is the Director of Marketing Partnerships at Madison Square Garden. Kate and I met, about 15 months ago at the Cradle of Marketers back on campus. It was her first time participating. I've been doing it for several years, but really enjoyed the time with her. She is a young, rising superstar in the workforce, and it was fun because she had a senior sister on campus and another sister who had recently graduated from Miami. So fun hearing the energy from all of those guys. Good conversation, I think helpful for students. She talks a lot about internships and what kids should be thinking about through the 4 years of college and really the first job and the first couple jobs and how to network and think. She's been at the Breeders' Cup, the Yankees, and now she's over at Madison Square Garden. Also a special note to Tim Holcomb, who runs the entrepreneurship program at Miami. I went back last week and helped judge a capstone class where students form teams and spend the semester creating technologies, products, and services, and they're judged. And some of them will actually take the product out into the workforce as an entrepreneur when they graduate. And the team that won retooled. That's a business that pertains to selling used tools to mechanics, actually won. We're going to put them on the pod in a few weeks. Enjoy the conversation with Kate.
I've been so fortunate to, A, attend Miami, but have both of my younger sisters go to Miami, my youngest sister being 7 years younger than me. So I've spent some quality time back there with my entire family over the past, I'd say, 7 or 8 years, which has been just amazing to go back and see the campus change and have a ton of fun. And I look back at when I was in high school, having no clue where I wanted to go to college. I grew up in Southern Connecticut and looked at a lot of schools. God bless my parents for taking me all over and researching so many different options. And I was fortunate to visit a girl who was a friend of mine in high school that went to Miami, was 2 years older. And I went out on a spring day and hit Miami's campus, which I know a lot of students and alumni can relate to, on this just magical day where everyone was in the quad throwing frisbees. It was just picturesque, and fell immediately in love with the campus and started my freshman year there. My middle sister, Jessie's 2 grades younger than me, and as she started her college search, was certainly hot to trot in making sure that she wanted to attend Miami. So when she came out to visit, rolled out the red carpet to make Miami seem like the greatest place on earth, which I certainly knew it was, and was fortunate to have her follow in our footsteps. And then I always laugh, our youngest sister, Lizzie, like I said, is so much younger than I am, grew up saying, I want to go to Princeton, I want to go to Yale, I want to go to all these big schools, and, you know, laughed that Jesse and I had both gone to Miami, and my parents actually both went to college in Ohio. My dad went to Ohio Wesleyan, and my mom went to Wittenberg. So Lizzie always joked that we all had this, you know, massive, crazy love for Ohio, and she was going to do something totally different. And same thing, she came and saw the campus and got to hang out with us and see the life and experience we had at Miami driving through. I know you talked about it, David, on another podcast, driving through the farmland and the cornfields, and you just hit this sprawling metropolis of a college town. And it was exactly like the town I'd seen in the movies growing up and what I'd always envisioned college to be like. And I feel really blessed that I was able to share that with my sisters. And we certainly have a lot of Red Hawk love, and more than embarrassing people now that when we see someone with a Miami shirt in the airport, we're screaming, go Red Hawks. So it's been, you know, really near and dear to our family, and really special to have me and my sisters all attend.
See, it's funny when you see people in the airport with a Miami shirt, I now go up them almost stalker-esque and say, hey, have you heard of this Beyond High Street podcast? You should listen to it sometime.
I love it.
But you said going back and seeing your sisters, and I think the youngest has just recently graduated in the last year or two, the changes. What do you think? Because let's be fair, you've got a few, or I've got a few years on you here. What do you think's changed just even the last decade when you're back on campus?
So much. I mean, certainly, you know, the restaurants and high streets changed significantly. I think from an academic standpoint, it's been amazing to see the changes. Both of my sisters went through the Farmer Business School. I did not. I was a creative writing English major. So Farmers was not even built. I think it was finished my senior year at Miami. So to see certainly that building and watching both of them go through the business school, you know, it's changed a lot.
Why creative writing?
Why creative writing? I've always been an avid reader and love to write and love to chase stories. And it was something that interests me when I got to Miami. And to be really candid, I had always thought that I might want to go into sports. You know, I was an athlete growing up, and when I went to Miami, there wasn't really a sports management program, or maybe there was, but it wasn't as prevalent as it is now. I know we've got a great leadership and sports management program now, but it wasn't as strong as an option while I was there. And I knew that if you could hone your writing skills, it would be something valuable in any field or industry that I were to go into. And my freshman, sophomore year, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So it was really, you know, I hate to say it like this, but it was a safe route for me to go and something I knew that I could excel at and learn a lot from.
What did you notice the difference in students from when you were there to your sister and then your youngest?
The difference in students, you know, I've been so impressed and fortunate to, you know, befriend a lot of my sister's friends, but also spend time with a lot of students and alumni within the New York market and recent graduates. And I've been so impressed. I know when you're in college, you always feel old and mature and wise beyond your years, but I've been so impressed with the caliber of students coming out of Miami. And also, not only that they're so smart and so articulate and so easy to communicate with and chat with, but they are also cool and normal and fun and all of the great things that I think make Miami so wonderful.
Speaking of being impressed with students, I was on campus recently to help judge a entrepreneurship program where they put mostly seniors, some juniors, into teams, and they spent the entire semester picking a product or technology or service and spending the entire semester creating it, writing a business plan, and the pitch that I judged was for investment. And half of them said they're actually going to take this technology or idea when they graduate and turn it into something real and give it a go. And on my drive into Oxford, I got an email from a student. Give a shout out to her. Her name is Claire Edwards. She's a senior. She's going to work for J.M. Smucker. That was three paragraphs of thank you for doing this, thank you for inspiring kids, thank you for showing us what alumni do, thank you for showing students that after school there's great stuff ahead. I was so impressed. To get those types of emails from 21, 22-year-olds that don't ask for a job, that don't ask for 10 minutes of your time, it was really impressive, and I appreciate it. She also ended it with, I hope to see it Skipper sometime, and fortunately I was able to email back. I'll be on campus in an hour and hope to meet you tonight, which I did at Skipper's later in the evening. But it was pretty neat. I mean, the students are incredibly impressive.
So impressive, and the confidence to go out and meet you at Skipper's too, right, in a short window of time and short notice is just amazing.
Yeah, and I am sure she was having fun with friends as classes were ending and finals were upon. So yeah, it was really neat. And I'd have to give a shout out. Tim Holcomb runs that entrepreneurship program, and incredible what he did. I think 20 different judges came in, and four students built a business or are going to build a business called Retooled, and it has to do with using used tools for mechanics and being really a middleman for future mechanics and buying at a significant discount. They ultimately won it. So they're going to take it to market, and we're going to have those guys on the pod in a couple weeks. Pretty cool.
Oh, that's fantastic. I look forward to looking or listening to that.
So you finished school, and then I think you go to the Breeders' Cup. Did you start as an intern prior or an intern then? Or where did you – what was the first job or, I guess, that got you that spot at the Breeders' Cup?
Yep. So I started as an intern at the Breeders' Cup, which for those of you that don't know is a horse racing company. And they have a satellite office in New York City. And when I was finishing my freshman year of college, I was one of my only friends who didn't want to sit back and hang by the pool and the beach all summer. I really wanted to work in New York City. And my parents said, Kate, that's great, but you've got to make enough money to get you through the school year. And you've also got to be able to pay for your train ticket in and out of New York. And I was fortunate to run into a guy in our town that was retiring from the Breeders' Cup and gave me the opportunity to interview for an internship. And I went in that summer really open to working with every department within the New York office, everything from PR to marketing to hospitality to sponsorship. And I developed a real affinity for the world of sponsorships to the point of where I would take the train back. I'd take Metro North back to Connecticut, and I'd be looking at all the posters on the train and the out-of-home signage, wondering why brands were buying and investing on Metro North and how they were looking, you know, to reach fans. And then every sporting event I went to, I was trying to figure out why marketers were aligning with these properties. So it was really my start and love for partnerships.
And there will be a lot of students or even incoming students that listen to the pod that at some point will have an internship or multiple. What do you take away from being an intern? Or what do you share to a student of, think about these couple things besides what the job that you're doing on a daily basis?
Yep. I am a huge advocate for real life experience. I think it's invaluable, and I know it's being preached, certainly loud and clear these days, but to go in and to have the opportunity to intern at a corporation, I tell our interns here, which we actually have a fancy word for student associates here, that they should be taking full advantage of their time, and everyone should at a company. And if you're supporting a certain department or a certain person, I advise them to really reach out and branch out and learn as much as you can during your internship and be a sponge, not just within the area you're supposed to support. I'd say the garden specifically, if you're working in our marketing partnerships and sponsorship group, we touch so many divisions. I recommend they get to know people in our finance group, they get to know people in our marketing and our operations, et cetera, so that they're leaving the internship with a holistic view of the business. And I think that everyone's willing to have a cup of coffee with someone who's interning. So that's my biggest piece of advice to anyone that is having an internship.
And you mentioned the garden. So for the past 5 years, you've been over at Madison Square Garden. What is your life like every single day?
It is so different every day. So I'm fortunate to work for a market leader in sports and entertainment, and we are a 24-hour, 7 days a week sports, entertainment, and live media company. I specifically sit in our marketing partnerships group, and we're about a 130-person department, which is very large in the world of sports and entertainment, that focuses on working with new brand partners and marketers across our properties. So I feel very fortunate to work for Madison Square Garden, and we have amazing, iconic, world-class properties and venues and sporting teams, and we get to work with some of the brightest and best marketers and blue chip brands in the country.
And then actually on a day-to-day, is that going to live events with clients for hospitality or teaching and sharing about the future? Is it in marketing presentations on trying to get new corporate partners to be part of? What's it actually look like?
So my day-to-day, I sit on the sales side of our business. So I am primarily responsible for driving new business across our properties. So my day-to-day consists of a lot of prospecting, being very in tune with what's going on within the industry, a lot of reading. I read a lot of publications such as Sports Business Journal to be in tune with where brands are investing dollars, what emerging categories are coming up, certainly cold outreach to marketers to see if they are interested in aligning with our properties. And then on the property side, taking a look at our scope and scale of properties and seeing what major pieces of inventory or open opportunities we have to go to market with. So a good example is, you know, we're about to build two venues, one in Las Vegas and one in London from the ground up, where we'll be looking for major naming rights partners and founding partners to help grow those venues with us. And then, you know, as different as the Knicks and the Rangers are going into next season, looking at which categories and which marketing platforms we have that we think brands would be interested in and want to align with us on.
And as you're out there prospecting or just socially out and about in New York City, how often do you run into Miamians?
Pretty often. I feel fortunate to have a lot of friends that have remained dear friends of mine in this market. And then more and more, certainly since I was able to do the Cradle of Marketers with you and Jenny Rooney, yep, and team, I've run into quite a few and it's been fun. And we're fortunate to have a great venue to host people here in New York. So I do get a lot of incoming calls and texts and emails saying, "Hey, Kate, I'm coming through Madison Square Garden. Can you catch up before a game or an event?" Which is great.
And it would be amiss if we don't mention that Wally Zerbiak does some media work for the enterprise too, right?
He sure does. A good claim to fame.
When you're back on campus and you talked about Cradle of Marketers, and in talking to students, we talked a little bit about internships. You were in creative writing, where a lot are coming from Farmer. What do you tell the students to take out of 4 years in college?
To take out of 4 years of college, you know, to me, the most valuable thing I took out of Miami were certainly my relationships and the connections I made while on campus. While I was a creative writing major and had some great professors, as I mentioned earlier, that taught me a lot about storytelling and the art of storytelling and how to look for different ways to tell stories, I also was fortunate to take classes in different areas that interested me. And I think that that's a beautiful thing in the way that the curriculum is structured at Miami, that you can branch out. For example, I took an entrepreneurship class my senior year that I absolutely loved and am so fortunate that I took now, as the world becomes more and more entrepreneurial and we see these huge corporations, you know, popping up from all over the place. And then also I took a sports history class my senior year, which while I was focused on creative writing, I also was able to learn in an area that I knew I was likely going to look for a career in. So my advice to students would be, while you have majors and minors, take advantage of the different offerings that Miami has. And then my other tips for success would be deposit good energy. I was fortunate to go down to Under Armour's campus last year with our entire department and learn quite a bit from their executive and leadership team. And I loved, they have this concept of depositing good energy and that you're going to come into work every day and you're not always going to be 100%, but if you're 85% and your teammates around you are all functioning and depositing the most energy they can, they're going to bring you up when you're having a day that you're at 50%. And that's really stuck with me. And I truly believe that attitude is everything. So that if you can come into work wherever you are in your journey of life and deposit good energy, I think it's a recipe for success.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for taking some time out of your day at Madison Square Garden and selling. That was fun. Kate's always fun to talk to. And if you are a student now, listen to her. Listen to the comments about internships and networking and always learning and thinking and planning ahead. It can help. And it's not just for students. It's for alumni or anybody. that's in the workplace. I really appreciate everybody listening and sharing the pod with friends, family, and colleagues. Hope to see you at Skippers. Take care.